Well, welcome back to Redeem the Commute. It's Friday, so it's a day we reflect back on our challenge yesterday and take a little time to pray. Yesterday, I urged you to open your eyes to those in pain around you. To simply start by opening your eyes, not to do anything quite yet, but just to notice it. To notice it and to be frustrated with it, that we are in a world where these things happen. To get frustrated to the point where you're needing to do something, where you feel a hunger for righteousness in the pit of your stomach and you need to do something about it, like a hungry person needs to find food. I urged you to do something small, to try to do something to alleviate some of that pain around you and to feel at once that satisfaction of having fed that hunger, but also the urge to do more. That's the kind of thing that Jesus is telling us, to hunger and thirst for righteousness, that we're blessed when we do, that we're satisfied when we do, that there's always more to come, and yet we can find satisfaction as we pursue it. Well, after having reflected back on yesterday's challenge, I think it's appropriate that we pray. And so, I invite you wherever you are to just take a moment to pray for these things. Praise God that He's both perfect and righteous and holy. And that even though we aren't, God has done something to make us righteous and perfect and holy, because we certainly can't do it on our own. We are all too aware of our imperfections. But becoming aware of God's perfection in Jesus can help us recognize the source of holiness in our lives is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ and His death and resurrection for us. Next, ask God to increase your appetite for righteousness in this life, your hunger and your thirst for righteousness, yes, in our own lives, but also in society, our world around us. Pray that your life will increasingly reflect God's righteousness, His character. So that's what I'd urge you to pray for yourself this week. Take a little time to do that, and then I'll see you next week as we look at another of Jesus' blessed sayings from the Sermon on the Mount. Have a great weekend of rest and community, and I'll see you Monday.